Okay, so I'll ask the question. So we're here at the end of the Sprint Cup in Quebec with Eric Flora, who's the coach of APU, and he's coached Keegan Randall and Holly Brooks and Sadie Bjornsson and a whole bunch of skiers. How does it feel today, Eric? It's got to be got to feel good.
Today's incredible. We always believed the ladies can do this, and to see it actually happen and become reality, I'm absolutely I can hardly put it into words. I'm so excited.
Yeah, no, it's a great weekend. I mean, watching the U.S. women's team, the way it's evolved over the years, I mean, just talking about where Keegan was years ago when she was ninth at the Olympics, and just watching the whole program evolve, what would you say has sort of made it come together? Is there any, probably not one thing, but can you talk about the program a little bit?
You know, I think the best way to explain what's happened is we just had the right people, the right time, the right energy. Started working with these ladies a few years ago, and really dedicated, really hard workers, but also the collaboration between all the women, and whether it's the national team or all the different clubs, you know, it's more of a North America thing as well. You see, we have the Canadians up in Alaska in the summertime to kind of train with our group, and
even Finland was up there.
That's right, yeah. That's right. And Every time I watch the ladies train together, they make another step forward, and it's the collaboration that I think has really made the difference.
Yeah, I would say that hits the nail on the head. I think there is a lot of that both north and south of the border, and seeing one woman or one person doing well, it breeds, it feeds off, and everybody gets the energy, and mm-hmm. Look what's happening with Holly and Jesse, and it's great to see the Americans moving forward. You guys go to Alberta after this?
Yes, we go to Canmore right after this, yeah.
And so how is that North American Alliance camp, how has it been going?
Oh, it's been going incredibly well. A few years ago, Keegan came to me with the idea that since we have such speedy neighbors, that we could all work together and everyone could kind of share their skills and help get better. And so we've done a few camps now, and this is the second year we've had the North American... Oh my goodness,
yes,
too much
one.
Excitement to get it right,
yeah.
But all the ladies up in Alaska on Eagle Glacier training, and you can see it. Last year you could see the excitement and the training level coming higher. This year another step forward, and then now better results, so it's been incredibly successful.
What was it like having Saarinen up there this year? It looked exciting.
It was a good experience. We've all right, thanks. The you know, we've Saarinen is a great classic skier, and so we've been watching her technique for a few years. And to have her up there and the ladies to be able to train with her, again, it's another step of confidence. So
sounds good. So you're off to Alberta tomorrow?
Yes, we are.
Excellent. Well, we want to thank you for spending your time. Wish you all the best there, Eric. All the best with the program.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good.
Great.
Thank you very much.